Case study, Winston Churchill. Personal brand has always mattered. In the late 1920s and 1930s, after almost two decades as a hugely influential figure in the British government, Winston Churchill was driven out of political life. He had climbed his way up the political ladder and landed himself a position in Parliament, only to lose it when the opposing party took power. Seemingly overnight, while he was in the hospital for appendicitis, no less, he went from a powerful seat at Britain's political table to persona non grata. He later referred to himself at this point as without an office, without a seat, without a party, and without an appendix. But that clearly isn't the end of the story. We all know his name. So, what happened? Instead of disappearing from history, he did just the opposite. He took control of his narrative. He turned to radio and wrote articles. Not just some articles, he wrote hundreds of articles. Prolific doesn't even begin to cover it. He published the first volume of his autobiographical history of World War I, The World Crisis, in 1923. The rest of the book would be published over the next 10 years, and it wouldn't even be the only autobiography he wrote in this time. In his time as First Lord of the Admiralty during World War I, he saw radio used as a tool for naval communications, which showed him the value of the medium as a way to connect and communicate. He himself was reported to not be a fan of radio for his own listening pleasure. In spite of this, he quickly recognized the power of the medium and embraced it as a tool to increase his reach. The BBC started regular public programs in 1922, and Churchill began broadcasting internationally in 1924. He only continued to reach his reach and recognition. In March of 1932, a few years into the Great Depression, Churchill went on a tour of America, visiting 28 cities in 41 days. Remember that travel took much longer back then. By this point, he had visited 28 states out of the 48 that existed at the time. During that tour, he became more famous in America than he was in his own country. He built a huge platform that allowed him to share his ideas with the world. He created his personal brand, one built around frankness, cleverness, and Churchill's characteristic mastery of the English language. He became his own media company. He hired assistants and stenographers so that he could dictate his drafts and produce more writing, even when he had to work late into the night after full and active days. He published anywhere that would take him, including Ladies Home Journal. He became a famous person with a platform. Richard Dimbleby, the first ever war correspondent at the BBC, wrote that Churchill had a ready-made, keen, sympathetic audience, hanging on his every word. And from that platform, he began to warn about the threat of Nazism and Hitler, which many people in British leadership at the time were ignoring. In 1939, when he was proven right for his warnings against the rise of Hitler and Nazism, Winston Churchill became the name on everyone's lips, and he had already gained the world's ear to communicate his message while building a powerful personal brand, or perception, within his audience. Dimbleby went on to say, he had created enormous national confidence in himself. The great majority of the people, there were, of course, his opponents, trusted him, supported him, and were avid for anything he had to say, even if his major promises were of blood, toil, tears, and sweat. Here, they felt, was a man who would say what had to be said, however unpleasant it was, and who would always hold out some hope of better things. In May 1940, Churchill replaced Neville Chamberlain as the Prime Minister of Britain. He had built confidence in the people, but he didn't take this for granted. His first broadcast in May of 1940 began, famously, "I speak to you for the first time as Prime Minister in a solemn hour for the life of our country, of our empire, of our allies, and above all, of the cause of freedom." Churchill knew that connecting with the British people would only be more vital and important as the war wore on, and he maintained a famously consistent presence and quality of communication, delivering 49 broadcasts in his time as Prime Minister, all while continuing a regular speech schedule. And everyone was listening. A German broadcasting official working in Hamburg reported coming into the offices one night to find work at a standstill. Reportedly, when he asked what was happening, these members of the Nazi propaganda machine told him, "Be quiet, Churchill's broadcasting." The rest, of course, is history. What can we learn from this? It's hard to suppose that any of us could match either the quantity or quality of Churchill's writings and broadcasts. He won a Nobel Prize in Literature, after all. However, He also had a famously distinct voice, one which became consistently familiar to his audience. And, regardless of his own mastery of the language, he put in the time to build that audience even when he lacked much influence. Often, we think something like, oh, when I get my own company, or this award, then I'll get my audience. It's easy to think that we have to get influence before we can build our audience, but this is a backward view. It has to be the other way around. We need an audience that will help us build influence, rather than one that will only follow us once we're powerful. There is no one big thing that will create your audience for you. Instead, it's a matter of putting out as much as you can, drawing in as many as you can, and sharing your thoughts with those people wherever and however you can. We are fortunate to live in a time when we have so much access to our audiences. Churchill had to put in a lot more legwork to reach people overseas. Writing books and articles was one of the few ways to get yourself out there before social media became a medium. You don't need to be able to write or speak like Churchill. You need the consistency and hard work he was willing to put in, and a little patience. With time, you will create your personal brand.